Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Off beat, off the wall, off kilter, off the beaten path. Take your pick of description to classify Funny or Die's High Science, one of two new series premiering today on HBO Max. Co-stars, co-creators, and executive producers Matt Kleinman and Zach Poitras join me next in an internet radio exclusive. Also on deck, Roku's new Spanish language series Blitz, Make Way for Follow Me, and a new saga from Stranger Things creators, and our classic trivia question. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Spotify, the iRadio Podcast Network, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iTunes, and other leading podcast destinations. This just in on a Thursday, and tomorrow will be televised. Thank you all for joining us on this wonderful sunny afternoon, 60 degrees at the top of the hour here in New York. And yes, you are tuned, the program all about TV's current and future. First of 6 episodes we are doing between today and next Friday. And we hope you'll be with us all along the way. We have some wonderful guests coming away over the next 60 minutes. We invite you to be part of the program. It's so simple. Pick up the phone and give us a call. The number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway, or catch us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or Tuner Radio. And we've got our chat room going, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, we interact with you. And while the program is on the air, you can interact with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, that Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or Tuner screen. Follow the instructions, and I'll be live with you. Our duo from Funny or Die's High Science HBO Max will join us live from Los Angeles after these news notes. Get ready for a blitz of first-run original series in Spanish from Roku. At least one of the newbies will debut later this spring or summer. Cooking competition Batalla en Afalaba's Kitchen, that's Battle in Abuela's Kitchen, on June 9th. Other shows to come include Desde la Raíz, that's From the Root, with bilingual actor-producer Jaime Camil. You may remember him from Jane the Virgin, among other shows, exploring the origin of corn, coffee, and other items. And Latin Music Center's showcase, Serenata de las Estrellas, that Serenade of the Stars. Also, Roku will carry a third season of Thanks to Million, the English language acts of empowerment program is by Jennifer Lopez, produced entirely in Spanish. Episode one, will run August 11th. You can add another project to the line of Netflix content the Duffer Brothers will deliver through their Upside Down Pictures banner. The Stranger Things creators will oversee The Burrows, a supernatural mystery series set in a New Mexico retirement community. Jeffrey Addis and Will Matthews from the Dark Crystal series, produced on Netflix several years ago, will showrun the saga, expected to hit Netflix customers worldwide next year. Now, in a separate, unscripted action, FilmRise will introduce an influencer competition series over various smart TV sets, devices, and multi-channel bundles May 3rd. Follow Me, that's the name of the series, Follow Me, will have contestants battle to be the next impactful social media personality. FilmRise will co-produce Follow Me with Venture 10 Studio Group and sponsor Mars, Inc., you know, maker of those candies, candy bars, et cetera, et cetera. New York's Tribeca Festival has arranged its lineup of 2023 TV showcases taking place from June 7th to 18th. 8 upcoming series will get sneak preview screenings and post-screening panels, including Disney Plus's Choir, Annie May series Exposing Parchment, and Diara from Detroit. That's BET's first effort, exclusive, executive produced by Kenya Barris through their service, their on-demand service, BET+. Also, 9 scripted and unscripted series pilots will get exposure through Tribeca Festival's Now, that's NOW, program. We'll have more News No Quickies after the bottom of the hour. Throughout television history, there has been a number of shows that have popped up now and then dealing with the world of science. For example, in the 1950s and 60s, a lot of kids and their parents grew up on Watch Mr. Wizard on NBC. It started actually as a series in Chicago, then went national on NBC, and it ran from the early 50s to 1960. It is still the longest-running children's program, one of the longest-running children's programs in the history of the medium. Later on, Don Herbert, who played Mr. Wizard, did a syndicated series of Mr. Wizard episodes, then a multi-year run, Mr. Wizard's World, on Nickelodeon. And then there was the Bell Science series, a series of specials produced by, at that point, AT&T's The Bell System, dealing with various aspects of science. You may remember that the first episode in the series, Our Mr. Sun, was produced and directed by none other than that film legend himself, Frank Capra. And in fact, you can see that episode and other Bell Science series specials on YouTube. And then in the 1990s, there was Beekman's World, a series that starred in syndication back in 1992-93, and It also ran simultaneously on TLC. Then two seasons later, it had a national run on CBS on their Saturday morning schedule. The whole idea was it had an offbeat scientist in his lair demonstrating unique scientific experiments that sometimes some audience members might have loved to do. Well, now, today, there is a new science series on, and it's a lot of fun. It's called Funny or Die's High Science. It premiered earlier today on HBO Max, available on smart TV sets, smart device, and multi-channel bundles. And joining us live from Los Angeles in an intermediate exclusive, in the same-day interview as well, the co-stars of that program, Matt Kleinman and Zach Poitras. Matt and Zach, congratulations. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a thrill to be here, and thank you so much. And yeah, we're just so excited.
Matt, I'll start with you. Did you grow up on science shows like Watch Mr. Wizard, Beakman's World, maybe even Tennessee Tuxedo and Tales when you had Mr. Whoopi explain to Tennessee and his pal Chumley a certain scientific principle?
It's really funny. Beakman's World is totally a show that I watched a ton of when I was a little kid. I still remember an experiment they did where you put a candle, like you stuck a candle to a piece of gum on a plate, and then you put a little water on the plate, and then you light the candle, and you put a cup on top of the candle, and it sucks up the water. I remember that from the Beakman's World episode. So, yeah, for sure, that, Bill Nye, all those science shows, Magic School Bus, a lot of those, I mean, yeah, the shows I watched are definitely inspirations for our show.
Zach, how about you? Were you a Beakman fan or a Bill Nye fan?
Oh, absolutely. I've watched tons of Beakman's World, tons of Bill Nye. Yeah, like Matt said, Magic School Bus is like another one of the ones that we love. We just
Zach, you're breaking up a bit, so I'm going to go back to Matt for a second. Hopefully, we'll get the line cleared up. Matt, how did you and Zach come together to do this series?
So we're old comedy buddies. We started in New York. It's lovely to hear that it's 60 degrees today in beautiful New York City. We started there at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater together, and we also worked together at The Onion, which was also in New York at the time. And so we started doing sketch comedy, improv stuff, and I think we just kind of gravitated to working together because we really liked each other's sensibilities. I don't know, we just became really good friends, and we both really bonded over comedy and also science over time. So it kind of was a really natural, and it feels really good to make this show us together, because I think it's a real outgrowth of both our sort of friendship and the things we're interested in, but also the work that we do.
And Zach, how did this series start to gel as a concept, and when did Funny or Die get into the picture?
Well, we originally, about 5 years ago, and can you hear me better now? Are we good?
Yeah,
you're
good.
All right. You're good. The science is working.
Excellent. This is science. Now, about 5 years ago, we were approached by Funny or Die that we were told that the Science Channel was looking for kind of like a late night comedy idea, and Matt and I had already worked together on some on a science comedy pilot a few years before that. So I was actually in the meeting by myself, and then I was like, you know what? Actually, I know Matt is into science comedy stuff. Let's get Matt in there. And then Matt comes into this meeting, and then like that day, we came up with the idea that it would be fun to, you know, smoke what you learn, to like get high on the actual science itself and then go on a psychedelic trip. And from there, we had a lot of fun, and then we made a little sizzle video, like a proof of concept, like 7-minute video about sperm whales. And then we were like, this is awesome. This is so fun. We're feeling really good about it. We got John Boswell, who's, a huge YouTube presence known as Melody Sheep. He makes incredible science videos. And he came on to make graphics and score the whole thing. We were feeling great. And then we turned it into the Science Channel, and they're like, wait a second, what's with the smoking thing? You guys can't do that. And we were like, we told you the whole time. This is what the idea was. And then they had to pass. But and then we thought it was done. And then But some people who worked at Discovery and the Science Channel, they never forgot about the little video we made, and they were still into the idea even a couple years later. And then we started to hear rumblings that it might happen again, and kind of like the world got a little more used to weed culture. And culture kind of caught up to it. And then we were like approached again, and they're like, do you guys want to make this as a show? And we were like, what? This idea from years ago? Of course. And then after that, we were able to make it, 6 episodes. And so, yeah, we're very, very thrilled. It was crazy. We can't.
Funny or Die's High Science is one of 2 new original series premiering today on HBO Max. The other is the adult animated tune Fired on Mars. And it's a very unique show about a gentleman played by Luke Wilson, who decides to join his girlfriend on Mars for a new job, finds out the job is not really there. He gets fired. That's, of course, why the title is what it is. And then has to learn, hey, you can't go back to Earth, so what do you got to do on Mars? And that's the subject. And again, that show is also running on HBO Max. And Friday Night's High Science, by the way, is being simulcast on Discovery Plus, which is also, like HBO Max, available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. Co-stars, co-creators, executive producers Matt Kleinman and Zach Poitras are our guests this half hour from Los Angeles here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you from the other side of the U.S. of A., New Web, New York, 60 degrees at the top of the hour. Let's hear from you. Give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. This is the first of 6 episodes that we are doing of this program between now and next Friday. Next episode, tomorrow at this hour, 3 to Eastern New Pacific. And if you love Queer Eye for the Straight Guy or the sequel, Queer Eye, now playing on Netflix, I think you'll like our first guest because they're from Scout Productions, the people that made that show and many others. David Collins, one of the co-founders of the company, and Chief Content Officer Rob Eric will be joining us. We'll talk about the upcoming season of Queer Eye and another project they're doing that is launching soon on Peacock, narrated by Amy Poehler. It's called The Gentle Art of Swedish Dream Cleaning. I promise you, it's not as morbid or grisly as you think. In fact, I've seen some clips. It might even be moving. And we'll talk to David and Rob all about that. They're our lead guests. And second, coming your way, that was reset from last Friday's episode, we will have the author of the book Public Relief for Dummies. He runs his own firm, Enrico Communications, Eric Javenbaum. No relief to yours truly. He'll be with us in our second half hour. We'll have his thoughts about everything from the Netflix snafu with Love and Death, Love is Blind. Plus, we'll also talk to him about other little things involving the world of television and how they are being publicized or not. That's all coming your way tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific here on Tomorrow Be Televised. So, Matt, you and Zach play two, it's fair to say stoners, or people love to get high, who have a real passion for science, and you meet up with this very unique computer whose voice is played by Paul Bettany.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Dr. O. Yeah, we have sort of lore about him that he was kind of made in like the 50s or 60s and the kind of like Mary Prankster, Timothy Leary kind of days. And he got mothballed for a long time. And then these two loser lab assistants who are like tucked in the basement of some institute somewhere found him in the back of the lab and realized he had this cool power where if you smoke him, he'll take you on an incredible learning journey.
And Zach, from watching the opening episode earlier today, you sort of come off as like the go-getter, the guy that, like, I want to accomplish something very big in life. For example, the first episode, which deals with both of you traveling to the moon, it's like, I want to be on Artemis, the first trip to the moon in quite some decades.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that kind of that does reflect who I am as a person. I mean, I'm always I do want to go on Artemis. That is absolutely true. No, I'm just a curious guy, man. I will always pursue my curiosity. I love to wander. I'm always the wanderer of the group. You know, if someone's looking at like people will be like, where's Zach? And then they'll see me like staring at an ant colony or something like 200 yards away.
Yeah, Zach is constantly staring at ant colonies. I can't tell you how much that's true.
I love ants. What can I say, man? But yeah, that's me. I'll go look at stuff and I'll go do stuff. You just tell me when and where.
What was the idea to have Paul in as a computer there all along? Or is that something that just like popped up sort of late in the game before you went into production?
You know, we always, we knew going in, we didn't have Paul on when we were told that we could make the show, but we were And honestly, they at first were like, so to voice this robot, should we get like another comedian or like somebody, you know, whatever? And Matt and I always felt that Dr. O is the smart one, so we need to get somebody who sounds smart and is like somebody who, when they give us a fact, like we'll trust them and believe them. And so Paul Bettany was always like at the top of our list because one of our favorite movies is Master and Commander, and he plays like a scientist on a boat who is obsessed with the Galapagos Islands, and we're like, and we're like, that guy right there, man, the one obsessed with the Galapagos, like that's who we want to voice Dr. O, and we're so lucky that he.
In terms of the way you do the program, it's a mix of live action, but you also have animation involved because you have like an animation backdrop of the moon and various things, and plus you have the animation of the computer, Paul's character. What kind of process did you all two of you go through to make it all happen? And when you see it, it really blends very smoothly.
Oh, I'm so glad you feel that way. Yeah, I mean, we only had a few days to shoot the entire series, and so Matt and I did it primarily, unless we were in the lab, we did it all in front of a green screen, and we just kind of blitzed through the whole thing, and then we had incredible graphics folks who spent months building all the graphics, and it was led by Don Boswell, who scored the whole show and made some of the most incredible graphic sequences we have, but also a great graphics group called the Product Factory made the rest of the graphics, and as well as our director, Olney Atwell, who is like, she's her own graphics wizard, and she stepped in and made stuff as well. Like, we actually had a running joke that, like, you weren't really part of the show unless you pitched in with a graphic that you made. So Matt and I also each made graphics for the show.
Yeah, like Photoshop.
Yeah. Matt learned Photoshop for the show. It was really a homegrown project sometimes, but we had a whole incredible team also working on it.
Did you say that Boswell provides the music score as well as the graphic? That's a very interesting, very few composers do that, do both.
Yeah. No, he's a genius. He's got this YouTube channel called Melody Sheep that has just these incredible videos that, yeah, he makes some scores that are all about sort of science and mind-blowing stuff. And, yeah, no, I mean, it's kind of one of the, like, miracles of this show is, like, getting to work with him and him being down and into it because he's kind of this, like, genius. He, like, is very self-taught, too, for a lot of these things. But so many of the cool 3D graphics, you'll be seeing something amazing and you'll be hearing amazing score. And he did, not only, you know, he like made both of those things and he kind of edited them together so they worked really cool. In that moon episode, the explosion, when Zach and I watched the moon explode and stuff, like that was a John sequence. Like there's so many, landing on the, I don't know, there's just so many cool things that he brought to the table.
One of the things that people remember from Beacon's World is Mark Mothersbaugh's score, especially his theme song, which or theme music, which has a Zydeco kind of feel to it, very accordion-esque,
yeah.
You know, something you could dance to while you stare at the screen. Did you ask Boswell to have a certain style in his music, whether a very classical or very grand John Williams, you know, Star Warsy themes?
We just knew that, you know, loving to get home after a long day and smoke some weed and watch Planet Earth or something. We wanted to make a show for those people also, and also people who don't even smoke weed, people who just like watching cool visuals and hearing stuff. And we just always knew that we wanted the music to just be cool and like and just have a propulsiveness to it and a life to it. And then we didn't really need to give John Boswell any direction in that regard because he just makes incredible music in his own right, and he knew. He knew what, like, he helped define the show's tone and flavor so much because he was just like, yeah, here you go. And we're like, this is incredible music. I can't believe this. Thank you. Yeah.
Matt, a lot of the episodes are filled with these cutting-edge factoids or cutting-edge possibilities on the subjects that you cover, whether it is dealing with the moon as in the first episode or you're dealing with trees. Another episode, you're dealing with alien life forms and how they could impact all the different planets, ours included. How much research was done in each episode, and where did you go to find some of these unique factoids, particularly these like futuristic factoids about the moon?
Yeah, I mean, we took the science of this show incredibly seriously. It's you know, we're comedians, but like for us, this is like a science show first in a lot of ways. So we had two incredible researchers that worked with us, and Julia Wild and Mervyn Delgaños, and they basically, I don't know, we kind of told them things we were interested in, and they came back to us. They kind of, you know, we did some digging and research ourselves. But I guess kind of the way that we built the show was we came up with the topic we wanted to work on, and then we just kind of went out and tried to find facts and concepts that were really mind-blowing and stuff that we hadn't really heard about before. And we started, like, took those facts and tried to build the shows around them, because we knew if the facts and the science was mind-blowing and cool, you would want to go along with us on sort of that learning journey. And so we did that, and then we also brought in a lot of scientific experts. So, you know, we talked to experts in every episode who are all, like, leaders in their field about the various topics that we do. And so we would pre-interview and talk to them, which would also inform the stuff in the episode. And it was just so important to us to get it right and to also showcase science and to showcase scientists, because, I don't know, for us, it's just a huge part of what makes the world awesome, is that there's people out there that are studying it, and we wanted to spotlight them.
You are hearing Matt Kleinman and Zach Portress. They are the co-stars, co-creators, and executive producers of Funny or Die's High Science, now playing on HBO Max and also simulcast on Discovery Plus, both available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. And they both join us live from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised on a great Thursday afternoon, 60 degrees at the top of the hour, beautiful, bright, and sunny here in the Big Apple. Tom Appbaum with you direct from there. Happy you're with us wherever you are listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio. If you're catching us on podcast, if you're catching us at our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com, we appreciate you being wherever you are. And coming up next Monday on our program, we're going to meet a former FBI special agent who now runs her own TV production company. She's the co-creator and executive producer of FBI True, now in its second season on Paramount Plus. Her name is Ann Vegan. Wait till you hear about the career change she made and how she is working in the TV world. And on Tuesday, we'll have Emmy Award-winning producer Tom Jennings. His latest work is the new National Geographic Channel series and special, Charles, in His Own Words, which, by the way, is a spinoff of another award-winning special he did, Diana, in Her Own Words. Tom Jennings produced both shows. He'll be with us as our lead guest on Tuesday. And also, we'll talk to Clint Stichcom, the former Discovery Channel executive who now runs one of the longest-running services available on smart TV sets and devices, the award-winning Curiosity Stream, co-founded by the head of Discovery and the co-founder of that famous service, John Hendricks. Clint Stichcom will be with us. He's the president, chief executive officer of Curiosity Stream, and it's now more than just an on-demand channel. It's also an ad-supported service. It's a bundle with other services involved, and wait till you hear what they've got coming up in the months and years ahead. That's all coming your way Tuesday, same time as always, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Zach, I noticed along the way in the Moon episode that you sprinkle a couple of pop trivia bits, a little Star Trek reference here, Twilight Zone reference there, a 2001 A Space Odyssey sort of a few minutes in. Is that something that we can look forward to where you sprinkle some little pop culture asides in each episode?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we can't divorce ourselves from all the pop culture stuff that we've like watched and loved over time, and we love making references to great movies and shows throughout the series. And yeah, I mean, we're both also huge Star Trek fans, so it's no like it wasn't a stretch for us to want to make Star Trek references in our Moon episode. But yeah, throughout the show, you're going to see lots of references to great shows and movies and stuff that you love. Because also, you know, when you're in a psychedelic trip, you know, it all comes to the forefront. It's all there. So we love to reference things like Avatar. We even reference in another show, and then like
I think we referenced The Matrix like three different times in three different episodes.
That's what I was, yeah, for some reason we just keep going back to The Matrix, but maybe the reason is because The Matrix rules, so that's fine.
Yeah, The Matrix. I think our show is like, we realized like, oh no, this show is just The Matrix. If instead of like jacking into The Matrix, you were smoking something to get into it.
Yeah. Matt, and I'll ask you this back in a second. Of all the topics you covered, was there one particular science fact or principle that blew your mind?
Yeah. You know, one that really got me was our trees episode is really crazy. There's just all sorts of really amazing facts about fungus and trees and how trees interact with fungus in order to feed off of the soil. There's this whole sort of like, you know, we have all these different metaphors in the show, but one of the facts that really blew my mind was that there are these examples of fungus that will like kill and eat bugs that are like predatory, and then they suck up the nutrients from those bugs, and then the trees get fed those nutrients. So kind of in a way, trees can become carnivores. They can eat salmon that gets lost in the woods, you know, through these fungus. And that just blew my mind, that trees could kind of like be responsible or part of essentially hunting.
Zach, how about you? Science fact that you showcased that blew your mind.
You know, I think one that I just don't know why it hadn't been presented to me before, but it like really helped. It really helped like just, I don't know, paint a picture for me. It's in the moon episode. It's in the very beginning, is the fact that the moon is roughly the size of Australia. And like, you can just, when you look at the moon, you can just like put Australia there, and that's what Australia would look like if it was that far away where the moon is, like in the night sky. And it both helps me understand how big the moon is and also how big Australia is in like a crazy way.
Do either of you find it ironic that your show premiered today several hours before Elon Musk launched SpaceX, which he hopes will be the rocket that he hopes will be what NASA uses for the Artemis project that you mentioned in the first episode to take people to the moon on a regular basis, that they launched that today.
Yeah, that is interesting. I mean, hopefully our show is more successful than that rocket. I heard that the rocket had a successful launch and then kind of spun off and blew up or whatever, which maybe was the point. I don't know. But, I think that's great. It's 420. Let's all get really high, either in space or, you know, in other ways.
It did a little twizzle wheel. I saw the launch live on CNBC, and the launch was successful. And then the rocket, as it was separating, you know, the booster from the actual rocket, it did a little tilt-a-whirl side to side live on camera before it actually separated. That was a cool little thing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I haven't had a chance to yet. But yeah, look, hey, if we can go to whoever can take us safely to the moon, I would love to go to the moon. That's Elon, or if that's another rocket company.
If you get a second season from Funny or Die and HBO Max Discovery Plus, what topics didn't you get into this first group of episodes that you want to do in the second? And Zach, I'll start with you on this.
Well, that's an easy one for me.
I knew he was going to say it.
I brought it up multiple times to Matt, where I'm like, man, if we get a second season, we can finally do an episode on ants. And he's like, what do you mean finally? Like, what are you talking about? we've discussed multiple. What's another one, Matt? We've totally talked about other episodes that we wanted to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do want to go back to maybe sperm whales or whales in general, something in the whale space. Marine mammals like that would be sweet. What were some of the other?
We're pretty obsessed with octopus. Cats.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for us not to just do the whole thing about sea creatures in the ocean. But but there's other interesting stuff out there. Fire and explosions. That was one that we had talked about that I thought was cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. Lasers. We had a good time talking about lasers. Yeah, for sure.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, that's the thing about this show is there's just endless amazing science out there, and we'd love to explore all of it.
And you can start exploring Funny or Die's High Science today because it's playing now on HBO Max as well as Discovery Plus. Both services available on smart TV sets and smart TV devices. More details about both services online, you can go to www.hbomax.com. That's www.hbomax.com and discoveryplus.com. DiscoveryPlus, all one phrase, .com. And if you want more details about what else Funny or Die does in all sorts of media, TV included, here's where you go online for that, funnyordie.com. That's funnyordie.com. Funny or Die's High Science, now playing on HBO Max and Discovery Plus. both available on smart TV sets service and devices, as well as multi-channel bundles. Matt Kleinman and Zach Poitras, thank you both very much for coming on. Congratulations on getting the show off the ground successfully today, unlike the rocket from SpaceX. But hopefully down the road they will get things tested and all set to go. And we appreciate you both being on. Congratulations, and hopefully today is the beginning of a wonderful run.
Thank you so much for saying that, and thank you so much for having us on. It's
been a pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, this was a blast.
It's a pleasure, Matt and Zach. Give our best to Paul and everybody else in your crew. Take care.
All right, you too.
You too. Thanks, Evan.
Matt Kleinman, Paul, and Zach Porras joining us live from Funny or Die's Heist Science in Los Angeles. When we come back, news, no quickies, our classic trivia question of the week, and a special thought about 180 people who lost their jobs earlier today from BuzzFeed. If they had done something else, they might still have their jobs this afternoon. All that after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 80 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Star Trek Picard's big finale episode that ran earlier this week. That's the subject of tonight's episode of Trek Talking on Blog Talk Radio. Check it out tonight, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. That's Trek Talking exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, Best of BTR is always coming your way at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow Be Televised on this Thursday afternoon. Beautiful day here in the Big Apple, 60 degrees at the bottom of the hour. Simon Abbott with you live from New Weather York. Stay tuned because we've got our classic trivia question we introduced on Monday coming your way. If you're first with the great answer, you'll win the wonderful new book, Retroactive Television, an in-depth perspective on classic TV social circuitry by our recent guest, Herbie J. Pilato. Incidentally, his episode is still our most listened to episode on Blog Talk Radio so far in 2023. And we'll get to that after we get to these news note quickies. Issa Rae and Lily Tomlin will get special achievement recognition at this year's Peabody Awards, coming in person to Los Angeles June 11th. Daily Show senior correspondent Jessica Williams will host the presentation. Jeopardy's three-week Masters Tournament, hosted by Ken Jennings, begins May 8th on ABC. Disney Channel made for movie Prom Pack will get a second run on Freeform May 4th. You can hear our segment with writer Anthony Lombardo from last month at blogtalkradio.com/televised, our podcast site, and our website, tomorrowbetelevised.com. True Crime Unscripted anthology Rich and Shameless returns for Season 2 on TNT May 7th. Emmy-winning star of The White Lotus, Jennifer Coolidge, will take home a comedic genius honor from the MTV Music and TV Awards. That annual special runs May 7th as well. And finally, ION will launch WNBA Friday Night Spotlight May 26th, running games on that night live on a national or regional basis. WNBA will produce the coverage on ION and organize on-camera talent for play-by-play and analysis. And that is News Notes for today. Now time for our classic trivia segment. We introduced the question on Monday's show, and we're looking for our second weekly winner in a row. If you are first with the correct answer by email, you win the brand-new book, Retroactive Television, by Herbie J. Pilato. He was our guest a couple of weeks ago. It's a wonderful book. Just got it this afternoon, published by Headline Books. If you love classic television and you want to know more about not only the shows but also their impact on society since, this is the book for you. And you can get a copy free if you are first answering by email this question. Name the 1978 NBC miniseries co-starring Robert Conrad, Richard Chamberlain, and Sally Cullman. Name the 1978 NBC miniseries starring Richard Chamberlain, Robert Conrad, and Sally Cullman, among a lot of great, great stars in that show. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you're first with the correct answer, you will win Retroactive Television by Herbie J. Pilato. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. Once again, here's the question. Name the 1978 NBC miniseries co-starring Robert Conrad, Richard Chamberlain, and Sally Kellerman. You know the answer? Get that email in, simonapple04@yahoo.com. If you've won the segment before or you're a guest on this program, you are not eligible. And again, if we do not get a winner by the end of today, we'll post the question tomorrow on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. So get that email in. Go ahead and play your trivia hunch today, and all the very best. As I mentioned earlier, for those of you just joining us, this is the first of six episodes that we're going to be doing between now and next Friday. We're doing another episode tomorrow And then we're going to be doing episodes next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's the first time in a long while we've done 4 episodes in a week. Why? Because the following week, first week of May, May 1st, the 4th, be specific, is going to be the Interactive Ad Bureau's in-person digital content new fronts happening here in New Weber, York. And yours truly will be going to as many events as possible, covering them not only for our program, but also for Media Village, the Media Leadership website. Incidentally, I was at AMC Network's wonderful dinner presentation of their upcoming shows on their various services, Tuesday night from Jazz and Lincoln Center, the wonderful room with the glass paneling that shows you the brilliant view of Central Park and Manhattan's East Side. And lo and behold, Gladys Knight of Gladys Knight and the Pips, Unveiled, came on at the end of the presentation to sing 2 of her greatest hits, Midnight Train to Georgia, and I heard it through the grapevine. She was in sensational voice, looks great, got a standing ovation right off the bat and throughout the her singing. And you can see my review of that event at MediaVillage.com. It's MediaVillage.com. And, yes, we have a picture of Gladys Knight and a picture of the other key people who were there, both executives from AMC Networks and some of the stars they brought out as well. So check that out at www.MediaVillage.com. So anyway, the digital content new fronts will be taking place May 1st to 4th. A lot of very interesting people are going to be making a lot of interesting television announcements, including smart TV set makers like Vizio, LG, and Samsung, bundles like Tubi, mega content service like Peacock, and a lot of other very interesting players, current and coming. So that will be, by the way, if you want to keep up to date on that situation, go to IAB.com. We are going to try to get David Cohen, the head of the Interactive Ad Bureau, on this program before the end of next week. But because there are going to be so many events taking place, and yours truly is going to be going back and forth between covering events, writing columns, back and forth, you know, writing, going to events, writing a column, event, column, event, column, we don't have time to do an episode on Monday, May 1st. So we're only going to do one episode that week. It will be on Friday. We hope it will be a 90-minute or 2-hour episode. We hope it will include a recap of the major developments taking place at the Digital Content New Front. So we'll do 4 episodes next week, next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then May 5th the following Friday, and then get back on our regular schedule after that. So I hope you tune in next week. We're going to get as many good guests as we can. As you mentioned, coming up your way tomorrow, we'll have some of the key people behind Scout Productions, the folks behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and the current Queer Eye series now running on Netflix, David Collins, one of the co-founders, and the Chief Creative Officer, Rob Eric. In addition to talking about Queer Eye's upcoming season, we'll talk about a new series they're doing on Peacock, now by Amy Poehler, called The General Life of Swedish Death Cleaning. It sounds morbid. It sounds grisly. It sounds horrifying. It isn't. It's a really unique series. I've seen some clips. And I think people are going to be raving over this in a very empowering way. So David and Rob will be talking about that and other things they've got coming up at their production company, Scout Productions. Plus, reset from last week, we will have the author of the popular book, Public Relations for Dummies. He's the head of his own firm and Ritual Communications. Eric Yalenbaum will be with us. We'll talk to him about what he thinks about the upcoming conversion of HBO Max to Max. We'll talk about maybe the Netflix snafu with that live special earlier this week, and much, much more. And then coming away on Monday, we'll have former FBI special agent Ann Begin. She is the co-creator and executive producer of the popular Paramount Plus series FBI True, which earlier this month started a second season of 10 episodes. On Tuesday, among our guests, we'll have the Emmy Award-winning producer Tom Jennings. He did a special for Nat Geographic sometime back called Diana in her own words. Now he's got a special coming up next week called Charles, in his own words. And also on, we will have the president chief executive officer of one of the most popular popular networks on smart TV sets and smart devices, Curiosity Stream, founded by the founder of Discovery Channel, John Hendricks, who still serves as chairman of that venture. We'll talk to Clint about where that service is at. It's more than just one service now. There's a multi-channel bundle. There's also an advertiser point service and much, much more. And they're doing more original forming. So all that we'll cover on Tuesday, and much, much more to come. So be sure to be with us tomorrow and then next Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, all starting at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tamavi Televised. Do not miss. I think you'll really enjoy. In case you haven't heard, late this morning, 180 people from BuzzFeed Media lost their jobs. They got pink slips. They got an email or maybe a personal visit, and then they got the axe. And that includes the shutdown of BuzzFeed News. Jonah Peretz, the head of BuzzFeed, made the announcement through email. And in the email, he was pretty frank, saying, let me make it very clear. I screwed up. I should have handled things better. I know we've gone through a lot, the coronavirus pandemic, being a SPAC company and not getting as much revenue as we thought, issues with getting advertising and so on and so forth. And I take the responsibility for that. And maybe if me and my executive team handled things better, we would not have had to do what we had to do this morning. Jonah should get some kudos for that email and how frank he was, both with the people getting the cut and the people who will still be around after today. I only have one more thing to add about this. A number of years ago, I went to BuzzFeed's presentations at the Digital Content Newfront. They were one of the first digital media companies to be part of that event here in New York. And one of the things I was most impressed by was their BuzzFeed videos. Very creative, dealing with all sorts of topics, some based on news events, some based on stats, some based on trends. And they were always inventive, sometimes irreverent, sometimes filled with a lot of satire, but always entertaining, informative, and fun to watch. And I often thought, wouldn't it be great if BuzzFeed and BuzzFeed News had collected those videos and set up their own television service that would run on a smart TV set, a smart TV device, or a multi-channel bundle? I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I may be the only one to do so, and I take full accountability and responsibility for this. If they had done that, those 180 people likely would still have their jobs. BuzzFeed News would still be operating rather than being shut down, and maybe some of those people incorporated into their other major news information site, HuffPost or Huffington Post. They just were so good, and they really deserved more exposure than just on a website. And to those 180 people that got their pink slips today, nothing but greetings and the very best of luck to them, and that they will find new roles to play, maybe some of them in television services or other places on the web or other digital ventures. It's a shame. Maybe, just maybe. And I hope that, going forward, that BuzzFeed does consider to do a television service, because that might be, in the end, their ultimate media salvation. Again, I want to thank our guests from Play or Die High Science, Matt Kleinman and Zach Poitras, joining us in their first day of existence on HBO Max and Discovery Plus for being with us. And thank all of you for tuning in. Remember, coming your way tomorrow, we'll have David Collins and Rob Eric from Scout Productions, the folks behind Queer Eye, and the upcoming Peacock series, The Gentle Art of Swedish Desk Cleaning. Plus, the author of Public Relations for Dummies, Chief Executive Officer of Rico Communications, Eric Yavenbaum. Then on Monday, among our guests, Anne Began, the former FBI special agent, now heading her own production company, co-creator and executive producer of the popular Paramount Plus series, now in its second season, FBI True. And next Tuesday, our guests will be Tom Jennings, the Emmy-winning producer of the upcoming National Geographic special, Charles, in his own words, and Clint Stichcomb, the president and chief executive officer of Curiosity Stream. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, all you got to do is go to our homepage anytime you like. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Also, check us out on podcasts. They're available 24/7 on great podcast destinations like Spotify, iHeartRadio's Podcast Network, TuneIn.com, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and others. If there's a podcast site that's not taking our program, let me know. Let them know nicely. Don't get crude or rude. Let both of us know. Let me know who to talk to at those organizations, and we'll do it. Incidentally, I hope to be going to the IAB Podcast Upfront. That'll be taking place on May 11th here in New York, all-day affair going on near Rockefeller Center. A lot of good presentations in store, and we hope to make some contacts with some of the podcast sites that are not taking our show and invite them to tickets. It's about time, don't you think? So, and I'll let you know how that goes as well. I'll also be covering the upfront as well for Media Village and upcoming episodes of this very program. Again, that's May 11th here in New York from the Interactive Ad Bureau, the podcast upfront. And don't forget, you can also check us out 24/7 on our wonderful website from On Podium, tomorrowbetelevised.com. That's tomorrowbetelevised.com. And they have a question box, so if you have a question about the world of TV, question about yours truly, question about our guests, upcoming topics, things like to be covered, put in the box. If we use suggestion on the air, you get the credit. So that's the question box at tomorrowbetelevised.com. As always, we love hearing from you. We really appreciate what you have to say. We appreciate you getting involved with our guests by phone or chat room. So do make it happen. Remember, you can always email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can find me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And if I get your thoughts, I will respond to you within 24 hours. That's our promise to you. Why? Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed are those of the participants. They are not, say, those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is B-Charge General Manager. Jay Sonnenberg is Head of Content. Website service provided by On Podium, the Internet's new podcast outpost. Guitarist Fakus is our web coordinator. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Thursday, wherever you are. Come back with us on tomorrow, Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio, SpeakerTune Radio, and all of our podcast and website destinations. Whatever you're doing now and then, please make it safe, make it great, and don't get too high, science or whatever. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.